Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Brian Hackney. We don't have to wait for a warmer world to experience unusually high tides. We get them every winter around the time of the king tides. And today's example didn't completely soak the Embarcadero in San Francisco today, but it was about 2 feet higher than it usually is. And KPX5's Max Darrow has the story.
The king tide returned to the Bay Area on Saturday morning, soaking some lower-lying walkways along the Embarcadero.
You think you're looking at something you see every day, and suddenly your feet get wet, and it's not what you see every day, and you start to back up.
It's a yearly phenomenon here, one Stan Peckner likes to photograph.
Be very careful, because you never know when that wave is going to come up and bite you in the butt.
King tides occur when the moon, earth, and sun come into alignment, with the moon closest to the earth and the earth closest to the sun.
It means that we're going to have a higher than usual high tide, and as well as lower than usual low tides.
Lori Lambertson is an educator with the Exploratorium who spent her morning teaching this large and curious group all about it.
The normal tidal range for our area from the average highest tides and the average lowest tides is about 6 feet. On a day like today, the difference in the water levels from the high tide to the low tide is going to be about 8 feet.
Exciting to experience from the shore and from the water, birds and humans alike. These surfers hit the waves at Ocean Beach.
Yeah, the surf was really good. It's been glassy all day, and as the tide drops, it's changing a little bit and getting better.
The phenomenon is still infrequent, happening only once or twice a year. But Lambertson says climate change coupled with sea level rise is occurring. So today's king tide will eventually become the regular high tide.
When it starts to happen more frequently, it's not going to be exciting. It's going to be a nuisance, and it's going to damage infrastructure and create a lot of problems in our communities.
If you got some good photos or videos of the high tides, consider sharing them with the California King Tides Project. They're asking people to send them in so they can get a better understanding of sea level rise and what California will experience as it happens. In San Francisco, Max Darrow, KPIX 5.
Well, Darren is here to say that if you thought that today's king tides were high, just wait till tomorrow.
Tomorrow's just about the same.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they'll be pretty much.
So we already know what it's going to be like.
Same tomorrow. Mark, but let's get specific on when and where. In case you wanted to go out and document this, here's some of the places to keep in mind. We'll take this from the North Bay down to about Mid Bay along the peninsula, because from there south, it won't have too much consequence. Sausalito. High tide's going to happen tomorrow morning at 11:26. What's the number on the right telling you? That's telling you how many feet the tide will be above the mean low tide. I don't think those numbers will really mean much to any of us unless you spend a lot of time looking at these things. The two areas that should be concerned about this, those low-lying spots in Mill Valley, the Embarcadero in San Francisco, you know, the places where we usually get the good pictures of water sloshing up. That's kind of the takeaway on tomorrow's high tides. You know what the interesting thing in the forecast is after tomorrow's high tides? The dramatic cool down coming our way as we get towards the end of this week. We're going from 70 degrees tomorrow for inland locations to temperatures not only upper 50s, but mid 50s after that, and there is rain coming. We'll look at all that in the complete forecast in a few minutes. Brian, back over to you.
Thank you, Darren. New at 6, North Bay police have impounded several cars and arrested two people in connection with sideshows. Santa Rosa officers say a number of sideshows broke out over the Thanksgiving weekend, and since then, police located and impounded at least 10 vehicles that were identified during the illegal shows. In other news, CNN has fired anchor Chris Cuomo days after suspending him while CNN looked into reports that he helped his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, as he faced sexual harassment charges. For his part, Cuomo released a statement today saying, in part, this is not how I wanted my time at CNN to end, but I have already told you why and how I helped my brother. He also went on to thank the crew he worked with on his show, Cuomo Prime Time. In their own statement, CNN says that it will continue to investigate how Cuomo may have used his media connections to help his brother. Now to COVID, as the Omicron variant continues to spread throughout the country and the Bay Area, more people are scrambling to either get vaccinated or boosted. KPX5's Sean Chitness live in San Mateo, where he found long lines of people wanting to get a boost. Hey, Sean.
Well, Brian, that's right. We've really looked to the San Mateo Event Center as a way to gauge the demand for the booster shot over the last month. And if you look over here, this intersection, quiet and not much going on right now, but this is really a threshold to show just how far back the line comes out normally, more than a block away from one of the entrances. And for those who got an appointment, they were grateful to be here and try and help everyone get back to normal.
I think it's important so we can move forward. I've looked at the data myself. I feel pretty confident on this in terms of the safety. And yeah, I think it's the right thing to do.
Parents in line with their children today wanted to make sure the whole family had the most protection possible from COVID-19. The holidays are here, and so is a new variant that is still being studied. But indoor gatherings and Omicron were just part of the motivation to get another dose of the vaccine.
You are living in a society, you are not living alone, then you can decide that on your own. You need to make sure that others are also safe.
The desire to get back to normal remains as we prepare to enter another year of the pandemic. These cars lined up in the afternoon were willing to wait in order to get a booster shot or a dose for children.
Yeah, it's really important to get it so you can go to like parties and like concerts and all of that.
According to the county, their overall vaccination rate, including the youngest age group, is just under 88%. It improves to more than 92% when you focus on those 12 and up.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to go home because there is no, you know, there is no other way.
Not everyone came away with a booster shot. Many showed up thinking they could get a walk-up for the vaccine, only to be turned away. But those who got the shot were grateful.
It's a holiday season, and you have festive season. You go around, you don't know who doesn't, who are okay, who are not, and it's better to be safe than say sorry later.
Helping families feel good about celebrating together and bringing on 2022.
I just think, you know, when you look at the bigger picture of the pandemic, you know, the vaccines, when you look at the data, are safe. And yeah, I just think it's important that everybody does their part so that everyone can move forward as a community.
And so what we're seeing here is the case throughout the Bay Area when we're looking at vaccination rates for all age groups. It is around 80% or better, and for some age groups, it does reach 90%. Reporting live tonight in San Mateo, Sean Chitness, KPIX 5.
Okay, thanks, Sean. Right now, we're learning about a COVID outbreak at a school in Marin County. The school district says a family sent their two kids to school knowing that one of them had tested positive for the virus. It happened at Neil Cummins Elementary School in Corte Madera. The school district says a total of 8 kids eventually got the virus. 3 of the cases are believed to be school-based transmission. The county public health officer says it would have been preventable if the parents had followed protocol.
This is a violation, obviously, of just basic ethics, but it's also a violation of law, and that there's an order in place that people who are infected with COVID-19 do isolate for 10 days. And if they are known to be exposed to someone, in most cases, they need to quarantine.
School officials say it doesn't appear that any of the children who contracted the virus had significant symptoms last month, and none were hospitalized. Now, a live look at SFO. New restrictions for those entering the U.S. go into effect on Monday. Tonight, the U.K. announced it will also put restrictions on those flying into the U.K., requiring everybody to take a COVID test within 48 hours of flying. A portion of Highway 84 is closed all weekend. Caltrans shutting down Niles Canyon Road as crews work to replace the railing along the Alameda Creek Bridge. They do hope to open it again by Monday morning at 5 a.m. And if you're planning to travel between the Bay Area and Tahoe tonight, a big deconstruction project along I-80 could slow you down. 80 will be completely shut down at Green Valley Road in Fairfield beginning at 11 p.m. tonight. Crews are tearing down an old connector bridge that's no longer in use. They're hoping to have that work done by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. They have to work fast. And while much of California being weighted down with record high gas prices, there's one town getting some relief. A gas station owner in the town of Galt, that's about 90 miles east of the Bay Area, says that he wants to help his community during the holidays, so he lowered his gas prices by 60 cents a gallon. Said he would try to keep it that way for at least a few days, maybe even a few weeks. Meanwhile, here in the Bay Area, San Francisco is still seeing $4.87 a gallon for regular. Oakland a little bit cheaper. San Jose is at $4.78 a gallon. The national average is $1.40 a gallon cheaper. Welcome to California. Thousands of athletes in Sacramento tonight ahead of the 38th annual California International Marathon. That race took a year off because of the pandemic. 9,000 marathon runners and 1,000 relay runners are expected to hit the start line tomorrow, the first thing tomorrow morning. Small businesses do expect to see an economic uptick, with the runners estimated to translate to $10 million of impact to the region. Many of the runners are staying within walking distance of the finish line, so it is busy downtown.
Well, it's pretty easy logistically to get around here, so even though it's a big event, it's been easy to find everything, and I'm just excited.
In terms of eating, I have my own breakfast, and for dinner, we're just going to find some place that's like light and like carb-loaded situation, but not like too much.
And weather's not bad for the run either. Parents of the Michigan school shooting suspects now behind bars. A judge ordered them held on $1 million bond. All this comes just hours after investigators found the couple hiding in a building in Detroit. CBS reporter Michael George has the latest from Pontiac, Michigan.
The parents of the Michigan teen charged with killing four students in a high school rampage pleaded not guilty to four counts each of involuntary manslaughter.
Your Honor, this is a very serious, horrible, terrible murder and shooting. And these two individuals could have stopped it.
James and Jennifer Crumley were arraigned Saturday, hours after police found them hiding in a commercial building in Detroit.
Everybody pitched in. We were confident we'd be able to find them in short order, and because of that teamwork, we did. We believe they were assisted in that location to get there, to get in.
Attorneys for the couple say their clients left the area for their own safety, but plan to return to face charges.
Our clients were absolutely going to turn themselves in.
Prosecutors filed charges against the couple Friday, saying they failed to prevent the tragedy and allowed their 15-year-old son to have access to the gun his father bought on Black Friday. On the day of the shooting, his parents allegedly refused to take Crumley home after the school showed them a disturbing note found at his desk.
In another section of the note was a drawing of a bullet with the following words above that bullet, quote, blood everywhere. Further down the drawing are the words, quote, my life is useless, end quote. And to the right of that are the words, quote, the world is dead.
Soon after, prosecutors say the teen walked out of a school bathroom and fatally shot four students in the hallway. Michael George, CBS News, Pontiac, Michigan.
If the Crumleys are released on bond, the judge says they have to wear GPS monitoring devices because they are considered a flight risk. Now to Los Angeles, where police arrested a suspect in the shooting death of Jacqueline Avant, the wife of musician Clarence Avant. Officers found the 29-year-old suspect in the backyard of a home after responding to a burglary call. He'd shot himself in the foot. Avant was killed Wednesday in the couple's Beverly Hills home. Investigators don't yet know the motive, but they do think that she was targeted. Avant was married to record label executive Clarence Avant, known as the godfather of black music. New video shows two armed men brazenly robbing a Sacramento jewelry store in broad daylight. They stole about $300,000 worth of merchandise. Laura Hafley has the story.
Video: the jewelry store owner wants you to watch closely to help catch these guys.
They were armed with guns and took 300 grand from the business.
Two hooded men in masks can be seen entering a South Sacramento jewelry store on Florin Road. We're not naming the store or identifying the owner. He fears for his life after his livelihood was taken.
The suspects are two male white adults.
We've taken a good look at this video, and here's how it went down. First, the suspects look around the store for just a minute. Then they each pull a gun on the owner, backing him and his wife into a corner before cleaning out the jewelry cases. They eventually leave with everything.
That's $300,000 worth of merchandise.
A horrifying haul. Other business owners fear could happen to them.
Basically, you know, you go out of business if things like this happen.
Do you feel safe in this neighborhood?
No, we don't.
The crime, sad, but not surprising.
It's happened here before.
Two doors down, Janina Zabedo works in a cell phone store all alone.
This store was completely broken. There's still glass on the floor for me. And a week prior to that, they shattered this window.
I noticed that when you walked out here, you had to unlock the door. Do you typically keep this door locked?
Yeah, when the sun comes down, yeah. I keep it locked.
The jewelry store owner is hoping that somebody will recognize the suspects. In other news, Los Angeles was one of the first major cities impacted by COVID-19 when the pandemic first broke out. And now with all that experience behind them, LA hopes the fight against this variant will be different. LA County recorded its first case of the Omicron variant after a passenger returned to LAX from a trip to South Africa. City health officials believe that access to free and optional COVID testing will help stop the spread.
Getting vaccinated or boosted is the number one thing you can do to prevent catching COVID or catching this virus and spreading it to others. We're also understanding that people who have been vaccinated and have not yet been boosted are also at great risk of getting infected.
Experts say the variant developed because not enough people got vaccinated in the first place. And taking a live look at the White House, we're learning President Biden is set to talk with Vladimir Putin next week. Call comes as Russian troops have started to gather on the border of Ukraine. Last time the two leaders spoke was back in July. A consumer alert for you. They've issued a recall, Honda has, on close to 725,000 SUVs. Honda says there's an issue with the hood on 2019 Honda Passports, 2016 to 2019 Honda Pilots, and 2017 to 2020 Honda Ridgelines. There haven't been any accidents or injuries reported. Honda says it will not charge for the repairs. For now, thanks for watching. We'll see you back here at 11. Until then, the news continues on KPIX.com. We'll see you at 11 o'clock tonight.